For people with disabilities, say like the disease ALS, finding good and accessible housing is extremely difficult. These people lose mobility, which can make something as simple as lifting the blinds impossible. In Spokane, Washington, one nonprofit is working to address that issue. Phineas Pope from Northwest Public Broadcasting reports.
Nestled near a busy intersection north of downtown Spokane, there's a small modular house with lots of windows. The house is part of Matt's Place Foundation, a nonprofit that provides free, accessible housing for people with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
You lose the ability to walk, eventually to stand, to dress yourself, to feed yourself, to speak, to swallow, eventually to breathe.
Dr. Richard Bedlack directs the ALS program at Duke University. Matt's Place Foundation was co-founded about 10 years ago by Teresa Whitlock Wild. Her husband, Matthew Wild, has ALS. Wild is a veteran and had support from Veterans Affairs following his diagnosis, but that left the couple wondering what people who didn't have VA support were doing.
And we came up with this idea to build smart homes for families to live in.
The nonprofit has so far built two houses by fundraising and relying on over 100 contractors who volunteered time, labor, and materials. Ryan Riddock is one of the residents. He lives with his service dog, Maverick.
Hi, Maverick.
Here's Maverick. Maverick is the best. Oh, my goodness.
Riddock was diagnosed over a decade ago when he was 34.
They gave me 3 to 5 years to live, and I exceeded that considerably.
According to the CDC, on average, people live 2 to 5 years after ALS symptoms develop. Before Matt's Place Foundation helped Riddock move out of his old apartment.
I was looking at, you know, my future being going into a hole where I didn't know what was going to happen.
Today, he sits in a wheelchair with a ventilator connected to his nose to help him breathe.
Yeah, so I have a few different ways of interacting with my computers.
He controls several large computer monitors with a mix of eye-tracking software and a joystick he can move with his mouth. With those tools, Riddock is able to work everything from the temperature, the blinds, the lights, his cell phone, and even to open the front gate for deliveries. Whitlock Wild says there just aren't homes like this, built for the high level of accessibility required for people with diseases like ALS.
In this country, like subdivisions with condos, townhomes, single-family homes, right, duplexes, how many of them do you ever see that are advertised, that are built for full accessibility? They're not. A family has to financially actually figure that out on their own.
Experts say finding accessible housing for people with disabilities is a problem in general.
I cannot overstate how big of a problem it is.
Kate Polk is a staff attorney at Chicago-based Access Living. It's a nonprofit independent living center that advocates for disability rights.
There's not a database that keeps track of accessible units. It's hard to search for them, but there's also just not very many.
Back in Spokane, Riddock says that this housing has had a huge impact on his quality of life, giving him more autonomy and dignity.
I think one of the most difficult things for me from the beginning is probably losing control of your life. Not being able to make your own decisions or being so reliant on other people that you just don't have any agency.
Whitlock Wild says the nonprofit is now focused on its next project, an apartment complex for people with a range of disabilities. For NPR News, I'm Phineas Pope in Spokane, Washington.